Winter Tea, in aid of the Dorset Cancer Care Foundation, the 11th of January 2025, organised by Christine Talbot. Traditionally, for many years, I have held a post-Christmas coffee morning in early January in my home for patients and friends alike. It is an opportunity for people to meet and converse in the gentle confines of a family home, in front of the warmth of an open fire, away from all the cumulative seasonal rigors and anxieties that daily life demands. Over the years, numbers have grown. In January 2024, we could barely turn around, so a new strategy was required for 2025. In September 2017, I became an ambassador for Dorset Cancer Care Foundation, and prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, I had hosted two very successful large events. Thus, my conscience had been pricked for a while, as Meryl Ponsford, a wonderful trustee for the charity, had mentioned on several occasions that I might like to organize another event, however small. Here was an opportunity to combine my coffee numbers with an advertised event for a larger gathering in the village hall. Invitations to the event went out before Christmas, so during the festive lull, I had formulated some vision in my head but awoke after New Year with certain internal panic that my last-minute Charlie attitude might not suffice to meet the deadline. In early January, I met with Julie Barbary, another amazing trustee, to plan and share our ideas. Over the course of 2 weeks, the design and presentation ideas, along with the advertising, miraculously came to life, drawing in a multitude of the general public who marveled at the overall presentation, the variety and array of baking, and the gentility of beverages all served in bone china. The Dorset Cancer Care Foundation Choir, under the directorship of Maria Primer, had recently formed. What a befitting opportunity and crowd draw for the afternoon. The choir was delighted to accept, as this was their second public booking. Their performance made the afternoon the icing on the cake, with everyone joining in. The event raised a staggering total of £1,168.68. Below is some feedback from two ladies who attended and some background information on the DCCF choir and the charity. A huge thank you to all for their participation and generosity. What a delightful afternoon, wrote Simona Scutcher. Christine kindly invited me to a winter tea charity afternoon in Stoberg on Saturday, the 11th of January. A wonderful atmosphere with a huge selection of delicious homemade cakes and freshly made teas and coffees served in china cups and saucers. The afternoon certainly lifted the spirits of many people. It was a really fun afternoon, with not only tea and cakes but also a wonderful choir, who were excellent and had us all singing. Christine and some of the other trustees for Dorset Cancer gave informative and very moving speeches. I must say that the afternoon was exactly what I needed during the dreary, cold, and damp month of January, and it was all for such a good cause, supporting Dorset families facing financial struggles due to cancer diagnosis. What a fantastic event for helping those in need. Excellent organization and so much attention to detail and care taken from the decor, including wreaths, table settings, service, speeches, choir and delicious cakes. Uplifting and inspiring, wrote Penny Nicholas. From the moment I walked through the door, I sensed an atmosphere of care, compassion and fun amongst everyone there. The tea was delicious and beautifully presented, using fine cups and saucers and delicious homemade delicacies. The choir were brilliant, and their joy of singing was infectious. The group that I was with left the event uplifted and inspired. I was delighted to hear how much was raised through people meeting and connecting in such a happy way. Thank you so much for all the hard work that must have gone into organizing the event. A most successful afternoon, wrote Gilly Pandlin. There was an invitation to attend as a guest or extra volunteer for Dorset Cancer Care, organized by Christine Talbot. When I arrived, it was evident what level of planning and organization had gone into this occasion. The sight of dressed tables, floral decorations, bone china crockery, and elegantly displayed cakes and savories was incredible. Loyal followers of Christine's wonderful efforts for this charity swiftly arrived, filling the hall to capacity. During a collection of talks and entertainment from the charity-connected choir, the guests enjoyed the refreshments and a raffle. A most successful afternoon was had, and a generous donation was made to the charity. So much kudos to Christine Talbot for organizing the volunteers and orchestrating such a successful and well-spent afternoon. I look forward to many more. View article to listen to more about the Dorset Cancer Care Foundation and the choir.